Hey, everybody. My conversation at the University of Utah with some rather liberal students. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a debate live on campus, and this is the stuff that goes really viral, brought to you by Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Come to the People's Convention at tpaction.com/peoples. That is tpaction.com/peoples. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
They are counting on your surrender. If you give up, they win. But what if we look back and we realize we were just inches away from victory, and that's when we decided to give up?
Join us and thousands of American patriots for the summer convention that all are invited to.
You're going to hear how we're going to win in 2024.
With the biggest speakers in the movement, featuring President Donald J. Trump.
We're going to fight and we're going to win.
Charlie Kirk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Ben Carson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Laura Trump, Senator Rick Scott, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and more. June 14th through 16th.
2024 is our final battle.
In Detroit, Michigan.
The great silent majority is rising like never before.
Join us for the People's Convention.
This is a new ball game, everybody. You send a message. We play to win.
Register now at tpaction.com/peoples.
Hi, so you dropped out of college, and your highest...
Community college.
Your Harper College experience,
yeah,
I apologize.
Barely was smart enough to make it through community college.
Okay, so...
Barely made it through high school,
your
too.
Highest degree level is an honorary doctorate degree from Liberty University.
No, that's true. I do have an honorary PhD.
Yeah. So essentially, what are your qualifications for arguing that college is a scam, or really any having any economical knowledge at all, when likely the vast majority of the students here know more than you about economics as a whole?
Okay, so... No, hold on. It's okay, guys. It's okay. Who's Milton Friedman?
Who's Milton Friedman? I have no idea, and it's not important to this conversation.
Who is Ludwig von Mises?
These are all probably economists, and the same thing.
John Maynard Keynes?
Obviously I know who Keynes is.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
He's the most famous economist of all time.
You don't know Milton Friedman?
I mean, that's an economist.
Okay, how about Murray Rothbard?
That's another economist.
F.A. Hayek?
I don't know who that is.
Well, Ben, you just came here and insulted my intelligence for... You're right, I barely made it through community college because I was too busy, I don't know, starting a national youth movement with hundreds of thousands of members.
Hey, hold on.
Employing hundreds of people, raising hundreds of millions of dollars,
yes,
having a top 10 most popular podcast,
sure,
and reaching tens of millions of people online every day.
Sure,
but hold on.
But you're also calling all of your constituents idiots by saying they participate in a scam.
They're right there. I'm calling the institution a scam.
So then,
I never insulted the intelligence. I just had 10 people come up, and we had warm conversations. So you asked, what are my qualifications? I'm a job creator, entrepreneur, autodidact. Do you know what that word means?
Self-taught.
Yeah, self-taught. You know, you should probably learn that word if you're going to insult other people's intelligence.
Hey.
So autodidacticism is what Leonardo da Vinci was. You don't have to go to college to be wise. You don't have to go to college to be intelligent. I read 100 books a year. I visit over 150 colleges.
I'm not saying you're unintelligent. I'm just saying you lack qualifications.
Question. Well, are you a New York Times bestseller?
Of course not. I'm in college.
Got it. So I'm just trying. What are my qualifications? I have published books, read lots of books, dialogued a lot of people, and instead of asking what my qualifications are,
yet
can you name one thing I've ever
wrong.
Said? That, hold on. Name one thing I'm wrong about.
You literally just – you just now incorrectly cited the difference between socialism and communism. While you yourself
– how so? What did I do?
How so? You claimed that Russia was socialist. Russia was never socialist.
The Soviet Union was socialist.
No, it was a communist nation. There is a significant difference between the two.
Why did Lenin say that socialism is the gateway to communism, and he was self-described socialist
Lenin,
in his private
Lenin,
treatise and documents in the Russian Revolution?
Lenin was overtaken
over
by Stalin.
Hold on a second. No, Lenin died, and then Stalin was his successor.
Yes.
So, but Lenin himself said, quote, that socialism is the introductory phase to communism. Did
okay,
he not say
so
that?
So then the vast majority of people, when they're referring to communist Russia, are referring to Stalin's rule over Russia. That was a communist rule that turned into a fascist rule later on.
Okay, so, but what thinker was deified in Soviet Russia?
That what thinker was deified?
Yeah, what, yes.
Marx.
Oh, and what book did Marx write?
Yes, he wrote Capital, which and he also wrote
the Communist Manifesto. Who was his co-author?
Who was co-author?
Engels.
Good. I'm glad college is really paying off for you.
Hey.
So, but it's okay. It's fine. He comes up here and insults my intelligence. What are your qualifications? Doesn't even know the co-author of the Communist Manifesto or Das Kapital. But no, let me just...
Does my lack of knowledge on that mean that I have no knowledge? Again, is that the same thing?
You came up here and insulted me. And you came up here, guns a-blazing, man. And let me just ask again, what did I say that was wrong? I said that under the generally agreed upon definition of communism and socialism, which are interchangeable terms, one is a more harsh degree of the other, is that the elimination of the family, the elimination of private property, and the deprivation of basic human rights, such as right to speech, right to assembly, and right to worship. How is that not a good definition of communism or socialism?
Because that explains
the
fascism better.
Well, but in the Communist Manifesto, Marx said, quote, we are here to destroy the nuclear family and eradicate the family because it was the original oppressive tyrannical structure. He said religion is the opiate of the masses and that private property must be eradicated. I have just now documented all three of those with evidence back to original source documents. And then in practice, Russia did all those three things when they were the Soviet Union. So where am I wrong?
But then at the same time, if you claim that those are all negative things, then why do you practice certain things in the doctrines that you just stated?
Well, I'm not trying to take people's stuff away. I want people to have bigger families and I want churches to remain open.
Yeah, but the thing is, your biggest point that everyone here is for is that you're a massive transphobe potential white supremacist. So, it's free speech, so no,
well, you
not
can say whatever
character.
You want.
I can say whatever I want.
How, first of all, what have I ever said that's racist? Second of all, how am I a transphobe? What have I said
so,
about?
What
I said
have you
that
said
men
about
shouldn't be in female sports.
That is a potentially transphobic take, and now it depends on how you take that.
Can you tell me why?
Can you tell you why? Well, that's essentially taking away the ability of people to say that, you know, trans women are women. That is the truth. Trans men are men.
What? So if you just wear a costume, of something, you become
now,
that thing?
Again.
Can I be a black person?
No, because that's an entirely different concept.
So if I wear blackface, I don't become a black person.
That
why is
a logical
is it when
fallacy.
A man wears a dress, he becomes a woman?
No, because Jesus Christ! Hold on.
Explain to me why you can all of a sudden become a woman just by wearing makeup or having estrogen, but I can't change races.
Because it's just been proven by science. You know that there's evidence.
Wait, what science shows that you could change the chromosomal makeup of every cell? Every one of your cells says XY. Every single one of her cells says XXX. You can't change that regardless of your dress, your makeup, surgery, interventions, or no matter how many chemicals you take. Correct?
But also...
I thought you said we should trust the science.
Well, we should trust the science, but also...
Your cells
so
don't
much,
change.
Why do you care at the same time, though?
Wait, hold on. No, see, that's really interesting. You called me a transphobe, and then you resort to, but then why do you care? You're
well,
the one
I'm
that
curious.
Brought up transphobia.
I'm curious why you
so
care.
So first of all, you can't prove I'm a transphobe, correct?
No, I can.
Okay, tell me how.
Tell me how, because of the doctrine that you just stated.
Okay.
That is transphobic
Believing
doctrine.
That there are no genders, two sexes, infinite personalities is transphobic?
Yes.
Okay. You do nothing but, like, hurl insults because you think it's, like, cool, I guess, but you can't prove it. But why do I care? I care for a very specific reason. Because women deserve to be protected in society from pervert men who want to go into their locker rooms.
Pervert
why
men
do
want
I
to
care?
Go to the locker rooms.
Why,
Shouldn't
hold on,
be
why
we
do
more
I care?
Worried about the men who are just currently going and raping women?
Well, I care about that, too. I think rapists should be castrated and put in prison forever.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. But at the same time,
okay, but secondly,
isn't that
why
more
do I
an
care?
Issue than just trans women doing that? Well, like that, well, that thing, that's
yes,
a,
but,
like, that's all anecdotal
but,
evidence. All this
well,
is
it's
like
not anecdotal, actually. Riley Gaines had a change next to a pervert man in the NCAA championships when he exposed his genitalia to her as a pervert. Every day, young ladies are exposed to pervert men that come into their locker rooms. We used to have crimes against that. Now we call it trans progress. Secondly, you asked, why do I care? Because I care about truth and I care about biological reality. You cannot change nature.
Are you not just
based on your will.
Stoking culture war then?
No, I'm observing facts and defending nature.
Yeah,
I'm defending how we are made and created. The one stoking the culture war is the one coming up on a 10 out of 10 guns blazing saying, I'm not qualified for this debate because I'm a community college dropout. You're the one stoking division in the culture war. I'm the one defending
no,
common
you
sense
created
reason.
The group that stoked culture war to begin with. This is
well,
the
no.
most culturally divisive group in the country.
Wait, hold
as
on a second.
Stands.
Did I start the trans debate in this country, or did the trans people start the
there
trans
debate? There was no debate. They just wanted to exist as
hold
they were.
Hold on a second. No,
now
they don't want to just exist.
You're telling them
hold
that
on
they
a second.
Can't exist
they
how they are.
They want us to use their pronouns. They want to go in female locker rooms. They want us to pay for their surgeries, and they
want
to go after children.
I don't think they
it
want
is not
pay for
live
their
and
surgeries.
Let live. It's live and let us rule. If it was live and let live and have a bunch of 30-year-olds wear dresses in their living rooms alone, no one would care.
Again,
it's institutionalized
claiming,
in curriculum.
You're claiming
they're
freedom
going,
of the individual while you're not allowing individuals
on.
To exist as they want to be.
Hold on.
Again, you are, again, criticizing your beliefs of individuality. And rugged individualism as a whole, which is a completely American ideal. You're telling people that they cannot exist as they would like to be. Who gives a shit if they want to cut off their
so,
I don't give a
okay, let's play this out. Let's play this out. Hold on. So
who cares?
As people want to be, if a 30-year-old wants to be 12, can they?
Of course not, but that's
hold
a
on.
Different thing.
People as they want to be, man, it's the same thing.
No,
it's
but
a
they
mental
can
illness.
Believe it. They can believe it, but at the same time, why not let them?
Well, hold on, but if a 30-year-old then wants to participate in 12-year-old soccer games, should we allow them to do that?
Again, and you know this is an entirely different
no, it's
argument.
Actually,
you
it's
know
the same
this
thing
is an entirely different
because
argument. No, you
way
understand
that we
this
diagnose
is
mental
argument.
Health problems is that it's a view of self, gender dysphoria. There's another whole clinical part of literature about how people think they're animals. And there's other part of political literature people think that they're still children. So the question is, why do we then carve out in the DSM-5, oh, if you think you're a man or if you think you know what the DSM-5 is?
Of course I do, yes.
What
the
is
Diagnostic
it?
System Manual
yes.
for the
right,
psychology.
Exactly.
Yes.
So why in the DSM-5 do we then carve out gender identification when we don't carve out age identification? Shouldn't people be able to live the life as they see fit as rugged individualists?
Of course. I believe that they should be able to live exactly how they want to. But
so we should allow 30-year-olds to be able to go into 12-year-old soccer games.
No, that's not necessarily what I mean.
You're
again,
getting in the way of their individual rights.
Okay,
you're not a rugged
but again,
individualist.
But how about this? If you then believe it is a mental illness, then why are you not... You know, why would you not say put more taxes towards funding mental health
awareness? Well, hold on a second.
Awareness.
You don't know my positions
no,
on
no,
that.
No, I do know because you claim all the time
well,
that
simple.
You don't want to pay for people's...
So now we're finally getting somewhere. How do we help trans individuals? You don't help them by giving them surgery. You don't certainly don't help them by giving them chemical castration. Do you know the CAST report that came out last week?
The CAST report
is the longest longitudinal study ever done by a government agency that actually tracked trans youth over 10 years, and it found out that chemicals don't work, surgical intervention doesn't work, puberty blockers don't work. The only thing that works is what we used to do, which is called watchful waiting, which is that puberty is not the problem, but puberty is the solution for trans youth, that the vast majority of trans youth that are suffering from this are women, 75% of young girls, that get caught up in a social contagion, a fad, and it turns out instead of chopping off their breasts, we should wait for their breasts to actually fully grow, and that they actually get comfort in their body. You go to every single young lady in this audience, they felt uncomfortable in their body at some point in time when they were 11, 12, 13, 14. Praise God they did not come under that social contagion and they went under the knife
now,
and were given testosterone replacement
therapy.
I don't disagree.
There's one thing I'll agree with you on.
Okay.
I don't think we need children changing their gender before the age of 18. I don't think we need that
necessarily. Okay, but now we're getting somewhere, man. Because
now, hold on.
Because you would be called a transphobe for that position in California.
Of course I would be called. Listen, you could be called a lot
you're
of things
very
in California.
Insulting threat
I'm still
me.
From Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm still not like a California liberal.
Okay,
it's
well,
we're
getting somewhere because 15 states around the country allow gender-affirming care for you.
And listen, that is a whole separate issue. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the knowledge to go much further on gender-affirming care for children. I don't study that, okay? Now, what I will say, though, is that I still think that if you're going to claim that it's a mental illness, you should at least
Which
advocate... Hold on. You should at least advocate for people getting care for that. And that could include subsidizing their care. If it's truly an issue to you, like instead of just a minor statistical anomaly in the blip of the United States, 330 million, million person population, right? If you claim it's a that large of a problem, then we should be subsidizing mental health care and helping people. There are people, I mean, listen, dude.
Here's the problem. The current mental health care we give them leads to surgery. I will not advocate for mental health care for youth, for trans youth, because the actual standard of care.
Then advocate for better standard of care, too.
No,
I
would agree with you. If the standard of care that has been proven is actually implemented for youth that have a temporary rapid onset gender dysphoria issue, as it was once described. Last question. You call me a white supremacist. What evidence do you have that I'm a racist?
I was just literally watching a video of you talking about whiteness as a concept, okay? And you were trying to explain how white privilege doesn't exist.
Correct. It doesn't.
You are a white man. How do you know?
Because I have eyes.
Because you have eyes. That's
and
not a description.
Reason. So what can a black person do that I can't do in America? Or
what can
vice
a black
versa?
Person do?
What can I do a black person can't do, I
let's
should say.
Think of some history right here. Let's go through the history of redlining.
I don't need a history. No, you're talking about
white
privilege.
You do need a history lining. Clearly you need a history lining.
I know
your
talking points better than you do, and I've read all those the literature that you have. I've probably forgotten
history
more about the literature.
History affects the present day as well, and you know that's true. If you went to college, you would know.
Well, hold on a second, but let me.
So then why are you wearing the college of the scam shirt? Drop out.
Well, because you could.
It's because you don't believe your own beliefs, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, you can admit something's a scam and still get through it. That's why he's wearing it. Okay.
Why?
You could feel like you're getting ripped off by an airline,
but
and still want to get to New York.
That's not what we're talking about anymore.
Like you're like, I'm getting ripped off by a $1,000 ticket, but you still get on the airplane. Like, it doesn't make you a hypocrite. It means that the people are ripping you off, and a lot of you are getting ripped off. But no, so as far as white privilege, just without the history lesson of, you know, Jim Crow, segregation, imperialism, colonialism, slavery, all the stuff that I know that you're going to say, but just concretely, in America today, what can a white person do that a black person can't do?
Black applicants to jobs are 50% less likely to get jobs if they have a black-sounding name.
That's not even close to being true.
That is a literal...
In fact, it's the opposite.
I'm not going to argue your lived experience. I'm not going to... No. No.
See, now you have to listen to him under your rules because a black person is going to say you're wrong.
I am. He can say I'm wrong.
My name's Kimon Dixon. I have a really black name. Please tell me how 50% of my internships have been denied when I've worked for Senator Mike Lee, Mayor Trent Sachs, Speaker Mike Schultz.
Hold on.
I worked for a congressman, Burgess Owens. I've actually worked on his campaign. I've worked on the campaigns of John Huntsman Jr. Please tell me how my black experience and my black name has not given me shit. Go ahead.
So, if you heard what I said about the number 50%, there's another 50% of people.
First of all,
how many black people live in Utah?
How many black people live in Utah? I think it's 1.2% of the population.
1.7, but go ahead.
You know I'm close.
Okay, but first of all, your study's totally wrong. Second of all, for college admissions, blacks get preferential treatment in college admissions.
Yes, because of affirmative action.
Oh, because you think they're too stupid to get the scores of other applicants.
No, that's not what I said.
See, I don't believe in the bigotry of low expectations. I don't think that we should lower test scores based on the color of the skin. You think that we should. That's affirmative action.
I mean, I'm technically a product of an affirmative action program. That's why I'm in the Honors College at the University of Utah.
Because you couldn't get in on your own intelligence?
No, I am smart enough, believe it or not.
But then why'd you need affirmative action?
Why'd I need affirmative action? Because I'm a first-generation college student.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it is. That's part of affirmative action.
It means nothing. If you're smart enough and you have a high IQ
and
you work hard,
and I'm a Hawaiian, Hawaiian student, okay?
Oh, so you're the Pacific Islander that stole a spot of a white person.
Stole a spot of a white person.
Well, you just said you're affirmative action star.
See, this is why I claim that
you
are
yes or no. You're affirmative action person.
I mean, there's no evidence of knowing that, but I just
you just
believe,
said you just self admitted you were an affirmative action.
I just believe that there's a reason why I'm in the honors college and not in the.
Is it because of your test scores?
I mean, I had pretty high test scores. I had a 29 on the ACT.
Okay, that's not very high. That's not very high at all. So that's high.
That's very high. That's
wait, 29's high?
Yes, it goes to 36.
Yeah, I know. Like I got a 34. Like, I know. Yeah, I know.
I know how the ACT works.
Okay, so
Honors College admissions are They're not very.
So wait, 29 gets you into the honors college? Okay, I'm learning something.
University of Utah, our honors college admission stats, 3.9 is the average GPA for the admissions.
Okay, so I guess 29 is good enough to go to honors college at Utah. So I learned something.
I mean, we have a 99% acceptance rate. We let in everybody here. But not to say, like, I'm not trying to claim I'm like.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
But anyways,
thank you.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Another day, another breaking news story buried. They'd rather talk about everything else than what's really going on. It's not because they don't know what's happening. The media pundits and talking heads just don't want you paying attention. The real stories, you have to look behind the headlines for them. You know the truth is being covered up. Prepare for what is coming at My Patriot Supply. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of Americans get ready for the worst. Today, their best-selling three-month emergency food kit are flying off the shelves. Get yours right now at my website, mypatriotsupply.com. This food kit offers over 2,000 calories every single day. Order all the kits you need for $200 off, free shipping included. You've been warned about what can happen. Don't live in fear. Take back control of your future because this isn't just food, it is freedom. Stock up on those food kits at mypatriotsupply.com. That is mypatriotsupply.com. You've been warned about what can happen. Get over $200 off, free shipping included. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. mypatriotsupply.com.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah. Just move up the mic.
All right, we're good. All right, so I was noticing some of the signs that you had walking around.
Yeah.
One of them being there's only two genders.
Yeah. It should be zero genders, but yes. But yeah, they're not totally wrong.
Okay. So yeah, I was going to talk to you about that with the idea that...
That was what I used to say. So they're taking old Charlie Kirk stuff.
Okay, because there is a clear difference between sex and gender.
No, there is. Yeah, I believe in zero genders, two sexes. Yeah.
All right, so when you say that you believe in zero genders, the idea of a gender is a social construct. Do you agree with that?
Well, I believe it's a term made by John Money.
Okay.
Do you know who John Money is?
No.
It's okay. John Money was the pioneer of the idea of gender and transgenderism. Mm. He was from New Zealand. He was housed, what's the word I'm looking for? He authored, did his work at Johns Hopkins, and he's the word gender was his creation.
Do you believe
by seeing zero, I think it's completely irrelevant. So I think only sex matters, but here's my statement. Zero genders, two sexes, infinite personalities. So I will concede that a lot of people have personalities.
Okay.
So you might have a feminine personality, you might have a masculine personality.
So with that personality, would you respect all of those personalities?
I mean, I believe everyone's made in the image of God, of course, yeah.
Okay,
but
so
I hope they would respect my views too, which is not to use a pronoun against your biological making,
so that
right?
is
so the respect has to go both ways.
But it's not, like, I do identify as a man. Let's say I identified as a woman. Is that disrespectful to you?
Well, hold on. It is to the extent if you make me believe it.
I'm not making you believe anything.
Time out. What if I mispronoun you or misgender you?
Are you doing it by accident or intentional?
Does it matter?
I think intention matters.
Let's say I'm doing it on purpose.
If you're doing it on purpose?
Yeah, let's say that I believe you're not actually a woman, that I see that you have a beard, I see you have chest hair, whatever, and you say, you must call me a woman. And I say, no, dude.
Well, so with woman and man, right, I agree there's two sexes.
Okay.
I do believe that there aren't zero genders. I do believe that there are, like you said, infinite personalities.
Yeah, I just think it's a category that's irrelevant. Basically, yeah. I think the
What you say is personality is what I and several other people view as gender.
Fair, but I just... Yeah. So therefore, I think we're getting somewhere because they don't ask your personality on, you know, an entrance, you know, intake at the doctor's office, right?
Yeah.
Only sex should matter. And sex cannot be changed. You will agree with that.
So in terms of, like, you talked about, like, surgery... chromosomes and what, so like chromosomes you can never change. However, even when you're talking about in sports and stuff, in terms of men competing as women, women competing as men, there are regulations that they have to meet in terms of testosterone.
It doesn't get close to evening the field.
You would have a problem with that, necessarily the person itself.
Well, I mean, for example...
It's the institution, not the person that's the problem.
It's the practice, it's the principle of it, number one. Because it's a man.
Like, if a man has.
Can I finish? Okay, but no, finish your thoughts.
I was going to say, if, like, in terms of, like, the institution, if a man had to have low enough estrogen levels.
Yeah, that doesn't cut it for me. That doesn't make a man or a woman. Estrogen level. There are females in this audience with high testosterone levels. That doesn't make them a man.
Uh huh.
Right? There are men in this audience, you saw a couple earlier, with low testosterone levels.
Yes.
That doesn't, yeah. it doesn't make them a woman. They're still a man, right?
Yes.
So,
in terms of sports, that's what we measure. Though.
There's also other characteristics though.
Okay.
Like for example, what
muscle,
parts you,
bone yeah, density, yeah, stuff
your,
like that. Yeah.
Field of vision, your lung capacity, right?
Okay.
Or there's all sorts of different. Mm-hmm. What makes you a man or a woman is coded in every cell.
Yeah.
From how big your organs are, from your even your heart size, mm-hmm. taking estrogen and testosterone, it's like tempering at the edges.
We definitely agree on sex. I think it's just, I say gender, you say personality,
I think that's important though because.
Yeah. So you're saying gender doesn't? Are you saying there's zero genders or gender doesn't exist?
Well, I think that gender has been this false road we've been on post John Money
mm-hmm.
that has led us to then conflate gender and sex. And lead us to believe that people can become things they actually can't. And so when you go back to the roots of where gender came from...
So in terms of how we define gender today, it's how you identify.
Which
right?
I think
so,
is completely irrelevant. That's a horoscope, in my opinion.
No, but how you identify is...
Irrelevant.
Because if
it cannot be observed, it's not relevant in science.
You would be observing it.
Hold
right?
on, but no. But if you think you are a wolf, do you become a wolf?
So,
and that's called like
the wolf. The wolf argument and other arguments.
Yes.
Maybe I'd be considered transphobic for it. I believe that gender is a human thing. So if you believe you're an animal, cat, whatever, which is an insignificant population.
But there is a term for it. It's called lycanthropia or something.
Yeah.
Someone can fact check me on that.
Sure.
Something lycanthropy, whatever.
It's not even worth talking about, in my opinion, because it's such a small population.
It is small, but they get a lot of attention. But.
Yeah. However, with trans people, just I think of it in terms of like respect, right? You said respect is mutual. So
yes.
If it's
so
disrespectful.
So I have views.
Uh-huh.
So why can't a trans person respect my views not to lie?
Okay. If you think it's disrespectful for me to make you believe something, then you'd also agree it's disrespectful for you to call me something I don't
believe.
So
now we have the true tension.
Yeah.
Who's wrong?
Is there a wrong or right?
Yes.
In gender or sex? Because in sex there is.
Again, that's why I say I dismiss gender from the conversation. It doesn't matter.
You literally
all that
have a sign that
sex.
Says there's only two genders.
No,
you
fair
can't.
Enough. I've already clarified that.
Okay.
They mean well. I've already clarified it.
Okay.
But I'm clarifying. And what they're saying is parroting what I used to believe until further introspection, which is all that sex is really matters.
Okay.
Right?
I did come up here mainly because of the sign.
Fair enough.
So,
fine.
I think
and,
the sign was just a little
I'm clarifying then. And I'm conceding the point.
Okay.
But personalities are abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Personalities also change.
Yes.
Right? I know that some people were super cocky when they were kids. They became super humble or vice versa, right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Or people, they get married, they become a different person. Or
mm-hmm.
some people, their personalities never change. But I think personality is not the most important thing in your life,
mm-hmm.
nor is biology the most important thing in your life. But we're trying to find some sort of idea of objective truth.
Sure.
And that can be observed through chromosomes.
I mean, I don't want to repeat myself, but yeah, sex, gender, I believe that
yeah.
the chromosomes does apply to sex.
Yes.
Gender norms and how we view ourselves is something that's more
and
gender.
Sex informs gender norms, but we can't.
However,
get it out
later, another point I like to make, so you keep referring to the transgender people in sports and just in general as pervs.
Some are pervs,
almost
all of them are cheats.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cheaters. And some are pervs.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify because it made it seem like you were grouping them together
yes.
as pervs.
Yeah, let me be clear.
Statistically, that is not the case.
Right.
In
every
terms
single
of cis
man
versus trans.
Who walks into a female locker room is a perv.
Okay, so once again, gender, if I believe that you
but
are.
But do you cease
like,
becoming a man just because you start taking testosterone? I start taking estrogen?
If I perceive you to be a woman and you walk into my. If I perceive you to be a man and you walk into my locker room, I don't have a problem with it, even if you were. Born a woman.
That's amazing. You really believe that?
Yes.
You believe that your perception is reality?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe reality is reality.
We perceive reality.
Well, no. Well, hold on. You measure it.
Yeah.
You can measure chromosomes. You don't just perceive
it. I am saying I personally would not have a problem.
You understand at the root of what you're saying is it's like the death of the scientific method. Essentially, whether you realize it or not,
mm-hmm.
if perception is reality, then there is no measurement of thermodynamics. There is no measurement of absolute gravitational pull. There is no
in
measurement.
In terms of gender, though, which is not as scientific as those things.
But it happens to fall into a scientific medium.
Gender?
yeah, I mean, you have psychologists, mm-hmm. you have surgeons, you have social scientists,
so
right?
So you do believe it exists.
What exists?
Gender.
Well, no, I believe that the problem that is diagnosed currently as gender, of course, I believe the problem exists, right? But I don't believe that the category should exist in of itself.
When I bring up gender, you say that, no, it's personality.
Yes, exactly.
But then you're also saying psychologists and other scientists.
And I'm not the only one with this opinion. This is a growing movement. It's misdiagnosed, misattributed personality that gets put into a identification movement.
So if gender is how you identify and personalities are identification, they are the same.
No, they're not.
Because
gender, by definition, they say you can change.
Yes.
Gender, they say, is also this important category. I'm saying that personality is like kind of somewhat of an irrelevant characteristic. They're saying my gender is everything to me.
So, if you believe that it's not important, then why is it such a big deal?
Exactly.
On someone who's...
Why is it such a big deal?
I think it is very overinflated. The population
is very small. It's not overinflated
that people like bathroom sports and whatnot... are very, very insignificant problems.
There are hundreds of school districts right now mm-hmm. where men change alongside women. And they're minors. Hundreds.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so you're clear.
Yeah.
Right? I can do example after example.
Now, in those cases, are there cases of sexual assault?
Yes, but forget the sexual assault. I mean...
Because that would be the problem, right? Like, me changing next to a woman... If there's nothing bad happening, I don't see what...
Do the women in the audience agree just, like, changing next to men is cool? Like,
I know,
you're a man. Of course you'd love to change next to a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like every man's dream to, like, go change in a female locker
room.
I
wouldn't, but, like,
God made men and women different, and our sexual natures are different.
Sure.
Right?
But since we are different... The act of changing is not criminal or bad in any way.
Well, actually, indecent exposure is in the criminal code.
Yes.
So if
in a changing room, there's no indecent exposure.
Are you okay with me using a micro example? Is that okay? Like an actual example of this?
Sure.
The NCAA swimming championships that involved Riley Gaines. Do you know mm-hmm. the story?
I don't know.
Okay, you should know about Riley Gaines.
Okay.
She was going to win the NCAA championships, University of Kentucky. She ended up not winning the NCAA championship to a biological man, Thomas. Who took fifth? And no, she actually tied with him in a separate competition. You're wrong. You have your facts wrong. You're right. In one of those competitions, she took fifth. In the other one, she tied with him for the NCAA championship, and they gave it to Thomas, and they conceded the point. So you better get your facts right. So secondly, but you're half right. Secondly, she had to change next to him.
Okay.
And all the other women were too afraid to say anything because they didn't want to be called transphobic. And he just, you know, flayed out his genitalia and was basically taunting them. Should we put up with that? That's happening every day.
Putting your dick in front of people's faces, obviously, in a men's locker room, you shouldn't be doing that.
Right. That's,
right? But that's not exactly what has to happen. For a trans person to enter a locker room, they don't have to be obscene.
But why even allow them in the locker room in the first place? Why can't we just say...
That's where they feel like they belong.
Okay, so is that the new standard? We should allow people where they feel where they belong.
If they're not creating a problem, I agree that should be okay.
But how do you define... If the other women feel as if they're being violated, is that not a problem?
Where's the violation? They're okay with other women seeing them naked,
I hate to, like, pull the you-should-talk-to-a-woman card. You should talk to a woman about, like, how they feel changing alongside other men.
You keep saying men, but, like, let's say they've gone
through... Yes, they are men. They have a penis. That is a man.
Okay, if the penis is gone, is that a different case for you?
They're still a man. Because they have XY...
But the penis is gone?
Okay, they have XY chromosomes.
You can't see those chromosomes.
They are still a man.
If I don't see a penis, if they have women's features...
What's hilarious is I'm about to use, like, 1980s feminist talking points. They don't cease being a man. They still look at all those females... as potential objects. As men look at individuals as women as sexual objects, whether you like it or not, especially young men. And you're going to just throw a man into a female locker room and act as if that's perfectly benign and innocent?
If men always objectify women, they should just never interact then.
Yes, there should be separate locker rooms. That is absolutely right.
That is called civilization. I'm not saying separate locker rooms.
Especially when you're...
If you're saying every man is a perv and will objectify women... They should never interact then.
No, you should interact, but in the most, like, intimate moments when, I don't know, there's no clothes on, those situations should be separate.
I guess I personally don't feel like being nude is a super big deal. I believe all men and women have those parts. Not a very big
deal. No, I just want to be clear. So you would be okay with just...
I would be.
Okay, you'd be okay. Full eradication of male-female locker rooms. We just might as well get rid of them.
I wouldn't care.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a very male answer.
Okay.
Because men are more likely to go streaking, more likely to, you know, all those sorts of different things.
However, if that was occurring, then you would have to target those people specifically.
Well, of course
I agree. Those people wouldn't have to be trans
but
people.
But I want to just end with this. We have the next question.
Okay, sure.
Do you not see anything potentially unraveling with the idea of getting rid of the male-female distinctions?
I would repeat that.
Do you not see anything troubling or anything potentially unraveling with getting rid of a very simple male-female distinction that males should go change in this locker room, females should change in this locker room?
If there was a problem occurring when it was mixed, then I would say that, yes, you're right.
This is where we have clarity but not agreement. Mm-hmm. Them being mixed is the problem, not the fact that it will invite a problem.
That's where I disagree.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What if I told you that most of the notable diaper brands support abortion, even footing the bill for their employees to travel to have an abortion? It's one thing to reject your customers. It's another thing to support their termination. If you're a parent sickened by woke corporations supporting the destruction of American values and our most precious blessing, our children, then Meet Every Life, America's pro-life diaper brand. Finally, a baby brand that aligns with your values and is unapologetically pro-life. Every Life believes that no matter where someone is from, what they look like, planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle worth protecting and defending. Every Life offers high-performing premium diapers and wipes created with your little ones in mind. Their diapers are made without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. It's a wonderful company. I can speak for it personally. It's amazing. Go to everylife.com for diapers and wipe bundles delivered right to your doorstep. And feel good knowing every purchase changes lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. Learn more today at everylife.com. That is everylife.com. Use promo code CHARLIE for 10% off your order today.
My Riley Gaines friend, Hawaiian shirt man. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy. Alrighty. I did not know you were going to be here today. I was not planning on doing this 2 hours ago.
Okay.
But the big question I got to ask. As of right now, who do you think is going to win the election in November?
If it were held today, Joe Biden would win.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, but not by. It's about a 50-50 shot, but Biden has a slight advantage.
I believe Biden's going to win in a landslide.
Okay. I don't think it's going to be a landslide, but anything is possible.
I believe he has the overwhelming cash fundraising advantage right now.
That is true.
He is recently surging in the polls. His approvals are going up and Trump's are going down continuously. About 6 months ago, Trump probably would have won, but now Biden is...
But hey, it's not the election's not tomorrow, so things can change.
Yes, I do believe they will change, and Trump's multiple legal cases will only get worse for him. And
so I imagine you're not a fan of Trump. Is that fair to say?
No, not quite, no.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just, on principle, are you comfortable or happy seeing the first time ever a former president, political opponent, have to stand trial for 8 weeks, not being able to campaign? How does that make you feel? I'm just curious.
Good, yeah. If you commit a crime, you got to face the consequences.
So you don't think there's any sort of politics behind the indictment of Trump or rushing this to trial?
Oh, not at all, no.
There's no politics to resurrecting a six-year-old misdemeanor, upgrading it to a felony, and just placing it on the docket ahead of murders, rapes, arsons, RICO cases. Like, you don't see any politics in this at all with Trump?
Nope.
Are you at all concerned that this might be set a precedent that could destroy the American legal system?
How?
What if Republicans start indicting Democrats soon?
For what?
For what? How about the organized racketeering crime of BLM when they burnt down our country during 2020?
They burnt our country down? Where?
Have you gone to Minneapolis? Hasn't recovered in a couple years. Downtown Atlanta was torched to a crisp. You heard about the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone? Do you remember that?
They literally
set up a sovereign country in downtown Seattle, and they said police are not welcome, and two people were killed. Other crimes? How about the crimes of James Comey, Peter Strzok,
and Joe Biden
Lisa
should
Page?
Be charged for this? Why?
Well, I'm not saying. I said Democrats. Hold on. I'll get there.
Which ones? Name me some.
How about the financiers of this? Or the how about Patrice Cullors, who's the CEO of BLM?
Which elected Democrats would be charged for BLM?
Okay, I'm happy to get there. Secondly, I'd love to see Joe Biden go to jail for treason, because he is a traitor to this country. But are you afraid at all that you're setting a precedent? Or do you think that Democrats don't commit crimes, only Republicans commit crimes?
Statistically speaking, yeah.
So you're that confident that Democrats don't commit crimes and Republicans do, don't care. We're going to throw out the entire precedent in American history that we don't indict presidents or people becoming president in election years just because we hate Trump that much. You're comfortable with that?
I believe if the president of the United States commits felonies or several felonies in Trump's case, they should face the law.
So
Nixon
just
said
I'm clear,
president is above the law. Nixon didn't say that. He was wrong.
Okay, what felony do you think Donald Trump committed that's such so egregious that we have to basically obliterate an election cycle?
Oh, where will I begin? Bribing Stormy Daniels, the New York fraud trial, the call to Brad Raffensperger in 2020, that was very illegal.
Hold on a second, let's go through these one by one. The Stormy Daniels thing. This is a business records case where they say that he covered up a crime, they can't tell you what crime, and otherwise it would be a misdemeanor under New York state law. Alvin Bragg has downgraded 52% of all felonies to misdemeanors, but he happens to go upgrade a misdemeanor for Trump to a felony.
Why do you think that? A crime is a crime.
A crime is a crime. That's your position.
Yep.
You ever heard of the expression, the more laws, the less justice?
Elaborate.
That you have so many laws on the books that who administers the laws that ends up actually being king, that you commit 3 felonies a day, and that anybody could be thrown in prison for
any
reason.
Give me some examples.
Well, again, what examples of felonies? Are you being sarcastic here? You probably commit internet privacy felonies almost every day. Almost everyone does.
Really?
Downloading illegal music, going to websites you shouldn't go to. You know, using a VPN is illegal in like 20 states across the country. Have you ever used a VPN?
No.
You never used a VPN? You never had a friend use a VPN?
No.
How about this? You ever use a login of a Netflix or a Hulu account that's not yours?
Nope.
Never? You don't know a friend that's ever done that?
I am a law-abiding citizen.
Okay. Got it. So you ever jaywalk? You ever run a red light?
Nope.
You ever not obey the speed limit?
Oh, okay. I'll go 5 over.
Hold on a second.
Sometimes.
Not obeying the speed limit's a misdemeanor.
Oh, throw me in prison.
Exactly. So if you were running for president, and I was the district attorney of Salt Lake, and I looked into your entire life, of course, someone who's never stolen a Netflix or a Hulu password, someone who's never committed an internet privacy crime, someone who's never used a VPN, I highly doubt that. But where you say, I'm scot-free, you show me the man, I'll show you the crime, is what the Soviets used to say. And with Donald Trump, you know this. You're just putting on a shtick. You know deep down that this sets a precedent where all of a sudden this is going to be tit for tat. You're going to use political power to go after your opposition. And here's what's really the case. You're right. Donald Trump's poll numbers are not what they used to be because the Democrats have put him in a criminal trial on metaphorical house arrest where he can't campaign. That's cheating. It's election interference.
Good.
Good. So you think it's good that the election's being interfered with?
How?
He can't campaign. He has to sit for trial for 8 weeks. Joe Biden.
How is that
campaign.
Election interference if he can't campaign?
He's not. He has to literally be. He has to be.
How is
in
that
the
interfering with the election itself?
Hold on. Campaigning is part of the election.
No, it isn't.
Oh,
the election
not?
Is the election.
Hold on. You don't think like the ability to go and talk to voters is part of the election?
That's the campaign.
Which is part of the election. Voters deciding is an election, and you must be able to talk to voters to determine an election. If, for example, we said, Joe Biden, you're not allowed to leave. Well, I guess we do know what happens if Joe Biden can't leave the basement. But we lived that in 2020. But
lowest unemployment in 60 years, baby.
Yeah, but also, what about inflation? You have any questions about inflation?
Inflation's going down.
Actually, it's going up.
It's going down. It's gas prices are down. Gas prices are down. Inflation is down.
Why is the Fed then raising rates? They said inflation, the report was hotter than expected last week. Oh, here's the question. How many illegals are coming across the border every day?
A lot.
So about 10 to 15,000 a day. Do you think Joe Biden...
And they're all going to vote Dem.
You're okay. Can you say that again?
The illegals? Well, illegals. Yeah, they're coming here. They're going to vote Democrat, and we're going to win.
So you are admitting that the border is a political tactic by the Democrat Party.
Actually, I want you to elaborate on that.
No, no, you've already said what I think is going to go really viral. But yeah. So, but yeah. But no, I just want to be clear. You're cool with the border, 15,000 people a day, because it helps Democrats. Like, so you care more about the Democrat Party than the country.
I am being facetious there. I care because, legal or illegal, they are human beings and they deserve to be treated with respect and decency.
Yeah, but you already told us your real beliefs. Now that you're backpedaling and backtracking, you realize that you're on camera, which is that it is a political agenda. Joe Biden is opening the floodgates of this country because he wants to hold on to political power. We've been saying this for a long time.
Proof.
Proof? You just admitted it.
No, I was joking. I want you to, like, actually explain to me.
No, you weren't joking. You were dead serious until I reminded you that this is going to be seen by 10 million people.
No, I was joking.
What's the proof? Hold on a second. No. The Castro brothers have said it. Joe Biden has said it previously.
Where?
But no, I just want to be
clear. What is the quote that Joe Biden said?
Joe Biden said in 2014 when he was vice president of the United States that Texas is going to become a battleground state because it's coming more Hispanic. And with the southern influx of immigration from Central American countries, we Democrats are going to be able to have more political prospects in the future.
How does that relate to Biden is deliberately letting illegals in?
Isn't he? What is he doing to secure the border? When you have 15,000 people a day coming across your southern border,
who cares?
That is not a mistake. That is an intentional act of public policy where you're allowing people into your country.
Who cares?
But who cares?
Who cares if more people come to America?
Hold on a second. You just said the law is the law, a crime is a crime for Donald Trump to go sit in prison in New York.
Okay, sorry.
Why is it not a crime when someone breaks into the United States of America? You say Donald Trump should go sit in a courthouse in New York because he filled out documents incorrectly, but someone comes across the southern border bringing drugs or sex trafficking girls, and you say, who cares?
Okay.
All you care about is political power.
Let me explain.
You are a perfect Democrat. You only care about winning at the expense of the country.
Let me explain. I believe that the overwhelming majority of illegals, I believe the law. Now, the immigration process in America is very difficult. I believe that a lot of illegals, in a practical sense, shouldn't be illegal, and the law should be changed. Meanwhile, the laws impacting Trump should not be changed. They shouldn't be illegal.
So you want to change the laws that fit your political agenda, but not change the laws that don't fit your political agenda. Got it.
Yeah, so true, bestie.
Yeah, but the question is, do you believe in borders?
I believe that... No borders, no. One world government.
And final pitch for Joe Biden?
No
borders, lots of war, more spying, and bankrupt the country.
He's still going to win.
You might be right, but he might not win by actually winning on the issues that build consensus of the American people. He might
win.
Like
abortion.
Hold on a second. He might win on brute political force, and you've acknowledged that. With a smirk and a smile, you might be right.
Okay, I was trolling
there. Hold on a second. You know, go up previously. Hold on. If he backpedals any further, he's just going to... fall over. You acknowledge with a smirk and a smile, and that's fine, because this is the consensus of the Democrat elite. We're going to win, because we're going to put our opposition in jail. We're going to win, because we control the instruments of justice. You guys might win an election, but that will be the death of America, if that is the case.
So true.
Thank you.
Sorry, one last thing.
You're done.
Wait, no.
You're done. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.